This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Katrupi, coming to you from a sunny Scone Park. And it's here where I meet Kim Daniel, who's a concerned resident for Merriwar about a proposal to allow a helicopter landing strip on a property at Merriwar that's been up before council for well over 12 months now. Kim, good morning and welcome to the program.
Hi, Darren. How are you?
Good, thank you. And thanks for meeting me here in the sunshine rather than over the phone.
Yes, lovely day today.
The first issue I wanted to raise with you was about the sound or the noise testing acoustic report, whatever you want to call it. How accurate do you think that report is?
Yeah, so we've got major concerns with that. So we contacted Acoustics Australia regarding the sound test that was submitted in the proposal for the applicant. Acoustics Australia confirmed that they did not attend the site to conduct the sound tests, and in fact confirmed that the applicant in fact placed the sound recording devices. So the proposed site is less than 140 metres from residential homes and runs along the Merriwar Golf Course. Helicopters produce sounds of up to 70 to 110 decibels, which is at minimum 30 decibels higher than accepted noise levels in a residential area. The noise of this level has been proven to create or intensify a host of health-related issues and is classified as offensive noise.
Now, the last few council meetings where this has come up, an issue that's always been raised and seems to be the concern of a couple of the councillors is dust. Now, at the moment on the site, according to the applicant, it's all very nice and green, but you being long-time residents, that's not always the case, is it?
That's right. So no testing of dust or air pollution has been conducted for the site. As we know that dust will be detrimental to the surrounding residents and the golfers, the applicant lives in Sydney, therefore will not have the knowledge to accurately determine the impact. Everyone that lives in the Upper Hunter knows how the ground surfaces change quickly, especially after our recent drought.
I noticed that the proponent has talked about installing sprinklers and thinks that will keep the dust down. Is that good enough?
We're unsure really, as we know what the drought did to us a few years ago. So to actually keep that at the 70% rate that he should have could cause an issue.
Now, have you looked at the guidelines regarding CASA and what the rules are as far as landing and taking off helicopters from this location?
Yes, we've looked into it extensively. So CASA, which is the Civil Aviation Safety Authority, even the most basic requirements and guidelines have not been met in this proposal. The safety perimeter around a helipad should be at least 2 times the aircraft's total length, or at minimum 30 metre safety inclusion of the largest helicopter proposed. So the proposed site is barely 20 metres wide, so obviously it won't fit. We contacted CASA to ask the requirements of a private helipad or a basic HLS. CASA stated it was up to local councils to enforce CASA's guidelines. If not, the council and the owners would be up for litigation, and it would be remiss of them not to put this in place. CASA also stated that local councils must do their own independent testing and inspections regarding takeoff and landing safety, climb surface radius, obstacle limitation requirements, downwash turbulence impact, noise and endangered species, etc.
So has council done this work?
Not to our knowledge, no.
Private or commercial? Well, do we know what classification this is coming under?
Yes. Well, with the applicant's submission, we're just really unclear on where this is actually going. So, whether it's private or commercial, we don't know. But the applicant is a Pty Ltd company, and the owner is the director of this company. How can we be assured that the helipad will be used for private use only, as there are 6 different types of helicopters mentioned in the proposal? The applicant states in the submission that all the other pilots and aircraft will be notified of the dangers when using the helipad, but we don't know who all these other pilots and aircraft are, and also how will the Upper Hunter Shire Council monitor and enforce this?
You're concerned as well about the effect this will have on many of the shift workers, which is a common work pattern here in the Upper Hunter, especially fatigue?
Oh, definitely. My partner, which we live right next to this proposal, he's a shift worker that works in the mines. So this proposal is for 365 days a year between the hours of 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. having a helicopter land and take off at any given time on this site will have significant impacts to the shift workers in the area. With lack of sleep, this creates a multitude of hazardous situations like fatigue, work performance and health-related issues. Surely the Upper Hunter Shire, to do their job properly, would have an obligation to recognise this issue and protect the residents.
You've got some concerns too about the safety of golfers because this is adjacent to the site being the Merriwall Golf Club and course.
Yes, definitely. So the Merriwall Golf Club borders the site on the northern and eastern side. The safety inclusion zone, which we know won't be met by CASA's guidelines, and the proposed site is barely 20 metres wide, this would mean that anyone using the golf course will be less than a few metres away from the rotor blades, which raises safety concerns. The Merriwall Golf Club is not only used by the golfers. Our local schools also use the course for their cross-country sports, as well as residents just taking a leisurely walk. So the area is designed for recreation and no consideration has been given to the residents.
What are you hoping that council will do? I mean, a decision is due to be made next month.
Yeah, that's right. We just hope that they decline it, obviously, for so many different reasons. But also, this will set a precedent in our whole Upper Hunter Shire if it's not addressed now. Anyone can have a helicopter landing right in their backyard if this is approved. So, yeah, I think the council really need to look at this closely before they make a decision. We've also got a petition on change.org. It is the objection to the private helipad at Merriwall, New South Wales. Our last petition of 220 signatures was not able to be processed through the Upper Hunter Shire Council, so we're trying again.
What does that mean?
So they said they don't have a process to submit our 220 signatures from the local residents.
Is it 2022, last time I checked?
Yeah, apparently so, but we don't know the reasoning for that. The applicant has actually stated that they will take the 220 signatures as one objection to his helipad.
Okay, well, that'll be one of the questions I'll be asking council in follow-up to this interview. Kim Daniel, thank you very much for your time, and we'll keep on top of this. As I say, I'll talk to council and see what sort of answers we can get from them.
Thank you very much, Darren. Thanks for your time.
That's Kim Daniel, one of the neighbouring property owners of this proposed development application for a helipad at Merriwall. This is Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.